Alrighty,
All
so
right.
47 and a half minutes into the episode, we are going to start and finish off the free agency tier list. So this is ranking teams by how well we think they did in free agency. I'm sorry for anyone listening on Spotify or Amazon Music, you're not going to be able to see the visuals, but we'll walk you through and we'll very clearly describe where they're going and why we think we're going there. It will be in alphabetical order by city, so Arizona, Atlanta, Baltimore, Buffalo, in that order. So if you're looking for your favorite team, you know kind of what order to look in, and we're going to start off with the Arizona Cardinals. Do you want to go first? Do you want to kind of find a consensus, or do you want to each give our own personal opinions on where we think they should be?
Yeah, we could kind of like give our own like personal consensus, and then from there kind of just like figure out where we rank
Kind
them.
of like a median.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They've had a weird free agency for me personally. Like, I don't know, me personally. This Desmond Ridder trade for Rondale,
It's a
I
little
don't get it,
weird.
dude. I don't get it.
I'm gonna assume Rondell wanted out.
Yeah, I mean, you anticipate them bringing in Marvin Harrison Jr., of course, as well. So you
But
might as well get another
we can't really factor that in, can
I
we?
know. I no. No. I'm just saying, like, in terms of just like making sense of the trade,
Yeah. I mean,
they did pick up.
losses to gains, it's hard to give them anything above. I'm gonna
A
say D
C,
here is
honestly.
I'm gonna say D here is F. Yeah, I can't really give them
ABC F.
F because they didn't.
Should we do
I
ABC
can't
J?
say they lost anyone super valuable. DJ Humphrey is a longtime stay on their offensive line, but not really a valuable player. Marquise Brown's not even a Pro Bowl level player either. They brought in Jonah Williams, great
Which is big.
player. Elijah
Yeah,
Wilkinson, I
he
think,
was
is
solid too.
underrated. Justin Jones and Bilal Nichols are really big pieces in their interior of the defensive line.
As
And
a
Sean
linebacker.
Murphy Bunting is the best corner they've had since Patrick Peterson.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I
I think Mac Wilson could be
honestly.
underrated. I don't see him being great, but I think he's definitely be a good starter for them for the next 3 years.
I
I'd be
definitely
comfortably
think.
going C.
Yeah, I would definitely say going C as well. I also think we should do the tiers A, B, C, D, F instead of S, A, B, C, F.
B, C, D, F. Maybe I could just add
Yeah.
another one.
Well, you already have S.
Fucking things up. Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah, so I would just
I think
say A, B,
S.
C, D, F.
Think so?
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll go A, B, C, D, F, traditional grading system. I think C is definitely a good spot for them. Like, they lost value, but they also gained value. So I definitely, off the top of my head, can think of people who have done much worse. So yeah, I'm comfortable putting him in the C spot, I think.
Sweet blue. I think there's a few teams that go above and beyond, so I'm gonna have an S there personally because
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I there's a few teams I have in mind that I think are S worthy, so
I think the
we'll
next
see
one
when we
is
get
it,
there.
isn't it?
Atlanta.
Yes. Yes is S, dude. Yes is S, bro.
Yes is S.
Yes is S, bro.
I don't know, man. They lost Keith Smith.
No, dude. Like, so I'm not gonna say S. I'll say they definitely are in like the high B, low A tier. Because aside from bringing in Kirk Cousins, they really just added more depth to offense, and they haven't really done much to defense. Now I know they have.
Haven't done anything to the defense.
No, literally anything to their defense. I know they have Jesse Bates, they have AJ Terrell,
Yeah, but they
Arnold
lost
Ebukadie.
Okudah, they lost Trey Flowers, lost Bud
Yeah.
Dupree, lost
Right.
Calais Campbell. I'm pretty sure he's just gonna retire if he doesn't get signed,
Probably
but
just gonna retire. Yeah, like the defense is in a position that really needs some beef. And all they did was pretty much just absolutely load up on offense. So definitely not S tier. I think I could put him at the B tier.
Yeah, outside of Kirk Cousins, I mean, they got Mooney, a good number two, and then they traded for
Rondale,
Rondale Moore,
yeah.
which was an absolute win on their end. But besides
Yeah.
that, Ray-Ray McCloud, and then I don't even know who this offensive tackle is. Re-signed Storm Norton.
Morton.
I can't
Free agent.
anticipate him
It's probably
being.
depth.
Yeah, I don't
It'd
know.
be depth.
I'm very, very comfortable giving them an A. I think if there's still
Okay.
time, obviously, if they go out and grab an edge rusher or an interior guy, maybe even
Yeah.
a linebacker, I can very comfortable give them an S then.
Yeah.
But
I'd say I'm personally more on like a high B level for them. But I could also like peak going low A. So I'm not mad at putting them at A.
I think just because they gave themselves an absolutely incredible chance to win their division, I don't think I can give them B. Going from where they were last year to what the chances they have this year with the offense, I think even after post-draft, they could be a very, very heavy favorite to win their division.
Yeah, they honestly have a really good chance of being the one seed in the NFC. And I'm in the NFC. So,
One seed, that's
especially if,
A hot
yes,
take.
bro, for sure, dude. Dude, this offense could put up 35 points. Bro, this offense could put up 35 points a game.
No, I could see it for
They
sure.
draft defensive help, bro. They
Oh
draft
yeah.
defensive help. They put a
No,
really good
I
spot, bro. They got a
that's where I
top
got
10
them
pick,
going for
too.
sure.
Yeah. Well, especially since pretty much free agency has just been offense and they've lost defensive pieces. Definitely see them anticipating young defensive players to come in there. But yeah, this offense can put up 35 points at night. Easy, bro. Easy. Yeah, no.
I have a feeling you're gonna disagree with me
Oh, they're
on
not
this
S tier,
one.
bro. They're not
No,
S tier.
I was gonna say they're not S tier
Oh, okay.
with the Ravens.
I don't think they're S tier. AFC
Just
North,
they brought in
Baltimore
some
Ravens.
really good pieces, obviously re-signing Matt Ibuka, who they already had, and then bringing Derrick Henry. Outside of that, just the pieces they've lost: Duvernay,
Patrick.
Beckham, Gus, Dobbins, Zeitler, Simpson, Moses, Clowney,
Oh, yeah,
Van
what about the chat?
Noy, Queen, Darby, Rakusin, Geno Stone. I just named five, six starters, and then they brought in Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I know money's tight, and they're gonna load up in the draft and
It's
start
a
a lot
C
of
for me.
rookies like they always do. A
It's a C
C?
for me. Yeah.
I was gonna go B.
It's a C for me, dude. What's the return? You got a reliable running back. That's it.
Who's
And
kind of
Matt Ibuka's
old?
back. Yeah. Because like the biggest problem with the Ravens is that none
This
of their
is,
running backs can stay healthy.
yeah, this is two
Derrick
lost
Henry
offensive
can
linemen
stay
that
healthy.
start your top
And
two
they
running
have
backs, but
fertility
that's
in the running back
replaced.
room.
You lose two of your starting receivers. I mean, two. Starting is based on who you have and who's healthy, because you still have Bateman, and you still have Zay Flowers, but Odell was
Oh, yeah,
starting at a time. Duvernay got starts based on injuries. Clowney played a lot for you and played well. Same with Kyle Van Noy. He came in kind of late. But Patrick Queen was obviously a starter. Darby and Rakusin started games because of injury. Geno Stone was obviously a very good player for you that you lost. Who's going to replace them? Who knows? Yeah, we don't know because they didn't sign anybody.
it's got to be a C at this point in time, bro. Their free agency is a C. I'm not gonna lie.
I'll put them above the Cardinals, high C for now.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
I'm gonna let you talk about this before I talk about this, because
Honestly, dude,
I'm gonna explain some things.
I'm gonna keep it a buck 50. I'm gonna say you guys are like probably teetering on A tier, bro.
Okay,
I'm gonna
I'll
say you're
let you
probably
give some
teetering on A
explanations
tier.
before.
So. You bring back Deion Dawkins for the long haul, 3 years, $60 billion extension. You bring in Curtis Samuel to replace Gabe Davis. Love that. Absolutely love that. AJ Epenesa comes back. Daquan Jones. You get Taylor Rapp because you lost Micah and Poyer. You get Mac Hollins for depth. Dude, Trubisky's back, dude. Come on. Like, obviously, you had
Trubisky.
to get rid of some people. They were old. You had some cap issues. but really, you didn't lose too much in terms of, like, important players. Tre'Davious White hasn't played in a while. Micah, super injury prone at this point. Poyer, just getting old. You had Mitch Morse, who, you know, that's expendable. So, I think the important things that you needed, an extra safety, you got. A replacement for Gabe Davis, you got. And you even got Matt Collins as well for extra wide receiver depth. An offensive tackle, one of the better ones in the league. You bring him back, you lock him up. AJ Epenesa, another edge depth. Probably got it. The defensive shifting in for the Bills is insane. Like, so you guys, like, you guys team. Have you guys start like 12 to 15 down linemen like a year. It's crazy. Like Daquan Jones as well. No, like I definitely think that you guys have done really, really well in terms of what you had to do. And replacing the losses that you had to take. Exactly. And you honestly, you kinda got better. You kinda got better. You got a little bit younger. After
positive and 11 draft picks? 11.
Yeah, we don't factor that in, but
no, yeah, I'm talking about just our really future with where we're gonna be.
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely something to be excited about. But yeah, I would definitely say the Bills, honestly, I'm gonna go A tier. I think they've done really, really well concerning what they were given.
I'm gonna talk about real quick. I'm talking to all you fucking casuals out there, all you people I see on Twitter, the Bills, they're done for. I'm talking to you, Stephen A. I'm talking to you. The Buffalo Bills are fine. Tre'Davious White hasn't played in 3 seasons. Talking about, the Bills' window has closed. The Bills' window has closed. They lost Tre'Davious White, the player that made them since 2016. Tre'Davious White, I love you. My favorite player over the last 6 years. Absolute favorite player on the Buffalo Bills over the last 6 years. True. I'm going to miss you. But I'm not going to miss you on the field because you weren't on the field. And I hate that. Micah Hyde missed like 8 games with a neck issue last season. Played without him. I don't think Tre'Davious White's seen a playoff snap since 2020. Jordan Poyer, great player. Hell of a gritty, tough. Drove on a van across the country to play for us when he had a lung issue. Didn't play great. Leonard Floyd, yeah. Our leading sack leader last year. Most overblown stat I've ever seen. Sack leader. Dude didn't get a sack from week 12 on, including the playoffs. Puna Ford was a healthy scratch for 16 of the 19 weeks we played. Linval Joseph was a depth piece after injury. Jordan Phillips is a great character. He's not the player he was for us in 2019, 2018. Tim Settle was another rotational guy. I don't think any of our defensive linemen play more than 50% of the snaps in a single game. The amount of defensive linemen we play each game is the most in the NFL by far. And we bring back Daquan Jones, who through the first 8 or so weeks of the season was the leading graded defensive tackle in the NFL. And he still finished up there. David Edwards for us agreed to a 2-year extension, who's going to play, I'm not sure if he's going to play guard or center, or if Connor McGovern's going to play guard or center, but we're not losing any starting offensive linemen, really, because both of them can play for us on our starting level. Curtis Samuel, obviously, if he gets more than 8 games with a single reception, he's already better than Gabe Davis. Taylor Rapp played really well for us last year and got the game-sealing interception on Tua turned the ball over in week 18 to send us and win the AFC East. I'm not worried, and obviously we're not going to factor draft picks into this, but as far as the Bills' future and window is concerned, 11 to 12 draft picks is really good. So I'm also going to stick them in a rant over.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Next one, we're going to be talking about the Carolina Panthers. Now, the Carolina Panthers have spent so much money.
So much money.
So much money. I honestly think that they have done really well.
Oh, because for sure. Undoubtedly.
They have literally improved in every position that they've drafted, pretty much. Or they've, like, signed. Like, you pick up 2 stud offensive guards, spent so much money on that. You finally get a decent receiver in there. No disrespect to Adam Thielen, but Bro, Adam Thielen had way too much production in that offense. So you get Diontae Johnson, which is sick. A'shaun Robinson, Kalyvon Chaisson, DJ Wonnum. You get some down linemen. Josie Jewell, solid linebacker. Dane Jackson, Troy Hill, Jordan Fuller for the DBs. So they've really just all around increased their... Hi. Sorry, my dog just decided to jump up on my lap and say hi. But they have really beefed up the offense. They've really beefed up the defense with the unlimited amounts of money.
I wouldn't say they've beefed up. I think they got worse on defense.
Who'd they get rid of?
I mean, they lost Shaquille, Dante, C.J. Henderson, Jeremy Chin, Von Bell, Deion Jones, Frankie Louvu. They lost like their whole defense.
Oh, yeah, Frankie Louvu is a big one, too.
Frankie Louvu, Brian Burns, Shaquille Griffin. Yeah, they lost all three starting corners, both safeties, both edge rushers.
They got two corners back and a safety back, though.
No, they got Dane Jackson and Troy Hill and Jordan Fuller. No. Yeah. I mean, they're serviceable, but I wouldn't say they got better on defense. I would say they undoubtedly got worse.
Yeah, probably.
On defense. At the expense of getting two good guards and a receiver.
Bro, you gotta protect Bryce Young, man.
Yeah, I think this puts Bryce Young in a really good spot to succeed, but I don't think this free agency puts them as a team in spots to succeed, considering, I don't know, the cornerback room of Troy Hill and Dane Jackson, I don't know how many offenses that's gonna stop. Especially when they gotta play Olave and Drake London and Mike Evans and friends six times a season.
Who else do they have in the DB room? I'm trying to think.
Oh, they have JC Horn if he can stay healthy.
I can look around at him. JC Horn for sure.
Is he gonna play more than six games this year? I don't know.
I
sure hope so. I love JC Horn. Great player.
Yeah. They don't have a
I don't know.
Do they?
It would be the number one overall pick that the Bears have.
Yeah.
Xavier Woods and Jordan Fuller are starting safeties. Troy Hill, Dane Jackson, and J.C. Hort.
The thing is, they've got a long way to go, but it's a step in the right direction. You're protecting your number one overall pick.
Yeah, no, you definitely give your offense a lot better of a chance to succeed. I think Jonathan Mingo progresses. I think Adam Thielen and Deontay Johnson are just a really good trio. And then obviously we have Ikem Ekwonu, Robert Hunt, and Damian Lewis leading this offensive line group with Taylor Modum, who still has another four, five, six really good years in front of him.
Yeah,
I think you've definitely given your team a really good chance to succeed.
Dude, it's so crazy how many people have moved this offseason, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's nuts. Each team's got six, seven, eight new stars, it seems like.
It's literally a Madden fantasy draft, like, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, defense definitely got worse.
Can we really give them better than C if we're giving the Ravens a C for, like, the same reason?
Yeah. No, I definitely think that they go C as well because of that.
They got better, but they also got worse. So I guess that's just kind of definition middle of the road.
Yeah. All right. Bears. Bears have done really well, dude.
Oh, yeah, the Bears have done really well for themselves, I think.
Bears have done really, really well for themselves.
Really well.
Bring back Dylan Johnson. You got Byard in there. You got Jonathan Owens. You're dead to me.
Yeah. Yeah. How many like quality starters did they lose? Cody Whitehair, Darnell Mooney, I guess. You replace him with Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, honestly, bro, we don't.
Did
have
they
to,
get
I don't
worse
to
anywhere?
I don't think we have to talk about this one too much. I think they're an A, for sure.
I was gonna give them an S.
I mean, I guess.
They got better.
They really
absolutely
didn't worse
everywhere.
We'll give them A for now, and then depending on
they didn't
on
really have to give
past,
up any assets for it either. Like they didn't.
Bro, we have like 27 other teams to go over. We'll put them in A for now, depending on who's in S tier when we look over the list when we're done. we might bump them up to S.
A quick look. Can you think of anyone that did even close
dude,
to as
I'm
good
not,
as them?
I'm not going to lie, dude. 246 players have moved. I don't remember everybody did. Like,
I'm going to put them in S for now. We can move
dude,
them down.
If you don't drop them in A right now, dude. Like,
dude, there's no
see,
way they're
Chicago
not
Chicago Bears S tier of anything. Bro, seeing the Chicago Bears S tier of anything is going to piss me off, dude.
Just because they have so much money to shell out.
Dude.
I don't think there's any team that did good. They're going to be an S by the end of this, I promise you.
That's fine. That's fine. They could be an S at the end.
You can leave the call before I put them into an S, sorry.
They're an A first. Dude, I definitely will be gone when you put them in S tier, dude.
That's some crazy, like, reverse glazing.
12-0.
Yeah. So you can at least give them this.
No. Absolutely nothing. And nothing. No. Absolutely okay. Nothing for me. We gave them Jonathan Owens. We gave them Simone Biles. How about that? You get Simone Biles from
you
us.
You get Simone Biles. And some shitty Instagram edits.
Oh my god, dude. We're not even going to talk about that. Dude, that was insane. Dude, for everybody listening right now, go to Jonathan Owens' Instagram page and watch the highlight. Dude, that's all I'm going to say. Oh my god. All right, who's next?
The Cincinnati Bengals. I think this is our first D. But before we start talking about their actual free agency, I think this is the first D.
You pick up Von Bell, Geno Stone, Sheldon Rankin, Sample Gesicki, yeah, Zach Moss, and replacement of Joe Mixon, T. Higgins, which
you franchise tag. Yeah, we can't really count T. Higgins. He doesn't even want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, what have you done really? What have you done really?
You're gonna give
a white guy Greek lessons.
Your safety that you lost last season, I guess.
Yeah,
and then you replaced
Stone Bell.
What's the D tackle that just DJ Reader? You replaced DJ Reader with Sheldon Rankins, and then you bring back Cody Ford, who's you downgrade at running back, in my opinion.
Three tight end moves.
Include two of these are both re-signs.
Irvin, yeah.
And then
Joe makes it.
Yeah, you lose Jonah Williams, DJ Reader. You lose Ouzier, who you don't replace. You lose Tyler Boyd. You lose Irv Smith, and you replace Mixon with Zach Moss. I think this is the first D.
Yeah, I think yeah.
They just don't have money to do anything.
True. Yeah. What have you done, really?
You've gotten worse.
Yeah. I agree with D. They really haven't done that much for themselves, if anything. I agree. We can go D.
The Cleveland Browns are next.
Yes, for sure.
What did you just say?
Dude, Famous Jameis is a Cleveland Brown now, dude.
That's yeah, but they didn't bring back Joe Flacco, nope. So it's automatically
enough. Nope. Famous Jameis, dude. Crazy crab leg Winston.
I mean, talking realistically, what they did,
they did pretty well.
They kind of just stayed pretty stagnant, in my opinion.
Yeah, they did pretty well.
They don't replace Kareem Hunt. Who knows how Nick Chubb is feeling for the season? They bring in Jerry Jeudy, which is good, great move for them.
It's all right.
They bring back Za'Darius Smith, which is huge. As well
That's
as their big interior defensive lineman guys, it's but they crazy. Lose Anthony like, Walker. But they bring in Devin Bush, so again, stagnant.
As well. Bojo? Yeah, come on, dude.
They re-signed
Hacker Bill Legend.
Hacker Bill Legend. Yeah, dude, I think he played pretty stagnant as a Cleveland Browns team.
Yeah, I'd say put him at C, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what C is. I'll put him right after the Panthers. I'm going to put the Ravens first one.
Dare I say the first F?
The first F. Oh. Yeah, it's sort of like a what have you done for me lately sort of thing.
Yeah.
And what they've done is lost Tony Pollard, Michael Gallup, Tyron Smith, Biadasz, Dante Fowler, Neville Gallimore, Lane Vanderesh, Stephon Gilmore, and Jalen Hurts. And then they brought in Eric Kendricks.
Trent Seeg, dude.
No way, Trent Seeg came back? Oh, that might be S tier.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, for sure. Moving on.
Yeah, the Broncos.
How about them boys, dude?
How
How
about
about them
them
boys?
boys? Them boys are ass.
Uh,
Them boys are ass.
who's next? Denver?
Denver Broncos.
Lost Jerry Jeudy. He
You
re-signed
lost
Lil Dorian Finney-Brady.
Simmons. You cut Simmons. Lloyd
You lost
Cushenberry
Russell
goes,
Wilson. You're
which
in
is whatever. I don't care.
purgatory for the next 2 seasons.
Yeah, Jonathan Harris, Justin Simmons, Fabian Moreau, Jerry Jeudy, all gone.
F.
And you bring in
F.
Brandon Jones and Lil Jordan Humphreys. Yeah, get the hell
F.
out of here. That's another F
F.
team.
Back-to-back Fs for
Eh.
sure.
I'm sorry, tired. All right, the Detroit Lions.
They haven't done much because they don't really need to do much.
I think they've done really well. I think they've done more than you think they have.
Well, you lost CJ GJ, you get Carlton Davis.
You talk about
Resign
lost
Louisville.
starters, Tracy Walker and is a lost safety, and then Gardner Johnson lost corner. Jonah Jackson is probably the biggest loss, and then DPJ, which who didn't do anything, and you bring Carlton Davis and Emmanuel Mosley,
You
great
bring Glasgow
corners.
too.
DJ Reader is a huge addition on the interior of the defensive line.
Marcus
And then
Davenport as
Marcus
well.
Davenport is replacing Romeo
Romeo
Okwara.
Aquara. Aquara, yeah.
And then I
Brad
say,
Glasgow as well.
like, Glasgow's a good signing. I say you got slightly worse at guard, and you replaced Sydney Gardner Johnson with two very good corners. I'd say you're lacking a safety, maybe. I'm not sure of their depth. Maybe I'm missing somebody.
Gotta get one. I mean, you got Brian
Who
Branch.
else do they have? Yeah, I'm counting him as the other safety. I'm saying opposite. You still
Oh,
got
okay.
Cam Sutton, Kirby Joseph. Yeah, they're chilling.
Yeah.
They're chilling. They
They're a
still
beast.
got Hutch. Allen McNeil's still there.
Jack Campbell.
Jack Campbell still a very good team. You lose out on a guard. Brandon
They're
Wentz
literally
is
just the
worse.
young 49ers, dude.
Yeah, I think this is the first B team,
Yeah.
personally.
All right, here we go. All
The
right,
Green Bay Packers.
let me think about this one. I'll let you go first, but I
The
gotta hear it.
pack is back. You
Like we
obviously
never
cut
left,
Aaron
baby.
Jones, but you upgraded Josh Jacobs and you bring back AJ Dillon to be the backup.
As much as that hurts my heart to say.
You re-sign Ballantyne and Nixon. And you don't lose any corners, so I think that's a pretty good move. But you do lose god near every safety you have on roster. But you bring in Xavier McKinney. Can you tell me who's playing opposite Xavier McKinney right now? It'll be Anthony Johnson Jr. Bless you.
Yeah, if I could stop sneezing, my allergies are so bad. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, stream. Oh my
Anthony
goodness.
Johnson Jr., how many snaps did he play for
Florida's
y'all
calling.
last
It's
year?
crazy. None.
He had a pick and
The
19 tackles. Bless you. But a 45 grade.
pollen in West Florida is crazy, guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, not a great season, but I mean, he hasn't been a starter, and hopefully he doesn't have to be.
I doubt it.
You lose your Runyon, Bach, Neiman, and
Yeah.
do you bring in any offensive linemen? You don't. No.
No.
So who the hell is Josh Jacobs running behind?
Zach Tom and
Just gonna follow Zach Tom every play.
yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you lost all your safeties, but you got a better one than any of them. But I think the group as a whole downgraded. Devondre can use an upgrade. And then you lost your offensive lineman, but you upgraded at running back. I think this is another C team, personally. I think I'd stick you right there.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think the real addition to the team is gonna have to come in the draft because we have to start saving money because our team is so young. And our quarterback of the future has not been paid. And the money that we did spend is getting better and younger at running back and better at safety. So yeah, offensive line is definitely going to be addressed for sure. And then safety, obviously addressed. Interior linebacker, also addressed. And being that we have some money, but not a lot, I think they're definitely going to get it. They just keep that in the piggy bank and wait for the draft, because we have a decent amount of picks as well. So, yeah, I would also say C for us. But could be worse.
No, it could be worse for sure. Been all the road.
Yeah.
The next team is the Houston Texans.
Another team that has spent so much money.
So much money. They have the money to spend.
Like, dude, can't even get all of their additions on like one page, because I'm kind of like
half. Yeah, I think a lot of their additions kind of went under the rug. Not as out there as some of them. At first glance, before explaining, I'm going to say this is a B team to me.
I think so too.
But I could be persuaded to say A for the Houston Texans as well. Just going through it, maybe I'll persuade myself. Daniil Hunter is gained, and Jonathan Greenard is lost. That's an upgrade.
Yeah.
Devin Singletary is lost. Joe Mixon is gained. An upgrade for just a 7th round pick. Dalton Schultz is retained. Danico Autry is brought in, and you lose Sheldon Rankins, Malik Collins, and Tyre Tart. But you also get Tim Settle. I think that's a pretty even trade-off.
Danico Autry.
You bring back Desmond King. You bring in Jeff Okuda. And you bring in Lonnie Johnson and Mike Ford as well. You lose Steven Nelson, who is a starter. But I think that you've done a really good job as a team here. Bringing back Kamani Fairbairn, and to bring Tommy in Tommy Townsend and Azeez Al-Shaair, I think this is
it's a high B.
High B. I think I've convinced myself of a low A here for the Houston Texans. If we're counting offseason trades and free agency trades, the move with the Chargers is an interesting one. Today, we're not counting players they got in the draft, but obviously we can count capital and trades that they've done during free agency period, and they're picking up extra picks. But I think this is a low A here for the Houston Texans. But I'll stick with my B. I'll go average. I'll go high B.
I was gonna say. I got the Bears out of the S tier, so if you want to put the Texans in the A tier, that's fine.
No, it's fine. And the next team is just the as a free agency is the Indianapolis Colts is an interesting one to look at.
It is. I'm trying to think who I all think this they is lost.
This is a really good free agency, I think.
Yeah, they did do pretty well.
I think you upgraded defensive tackle. Not only do you keep Cover Stewart, but you add Raekwon Davis.
Yeah, and you're able to re-sign a lot of big like players, too.
You lost Isaiah McKenzie, but you retained Michael Pittman long-term. Yeah. Joe Flacco comes in to replace the backup Gardner Minshew. And then, besides the loss of Julian Blackman, you brought in a lot of really good players. Ronnie Harrison's a good safety and can play the position really well.
Yep.
And like we talked about earlier, Kenny Moore comes back. I think this is a pretty textbook B move here for the Colts.
I agree.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, 3 straight AFC South teams being talked about here.
That's kind of crazy, yeah. Dude, Jags.
The Jags are they got confusing.
Yeah, they got worse a receiver. You lose Calvin, pick up Gabe. And Duvernay,
you replace, Duvernay is replacing Agnew as your special team guy.
Yeah, that's an upgrade. Well, not really.
Yeah, I don't know. As a pure special teamer, it's a downgrade, but I say Duvernay is a better receiver than Agnew is.
Yeah.
You bring him Ezra Cleveland and Mitch Morris.
You absolutely gutted your DBs and picked up Darnell and Darby.
Yeah, I mean, you lose Rayshon, Darius, and Troy Henderson, who are all starting, and you
absolutely in your TV room. Yeah. Eric Armstead, you pick up, which is cool. I like that. Two offensive linemen.
Eric Armstead was a surprise to me. But they've Andre Sisco still, Tyson Campbell. I think it's still an alright DB room. They got worse, and they lost Fadukasi as well. Mm-hmm. So I think this is just.
But you got Darnell.
Another C. Yeah. I mean, you're replacing Rashawn Jenkins with Darnell, and then you're replacing Fadukasi with Armstead. Darius Williams with Ronald Darby.
And now you got QB controversy, so.
Oh, yeah. Controversy's crazy. I'm surprised we haven't talked about that. It's so controversial. I think this is another C.
Yeah.
I think it's some slight upgrade of some positions, some slight downgrades / stagnant. I think they did decent enough for themselves, though. I think the contracts kind of hurt them later on with the void years that they've been implementing. The way that James loves the word void year.
A lot of void years.
Yeah, that guy loves void years. Jeez. Lay off the voids,
pal. Alrighty, who's next?
He's voiding. The Kansas City Chiefs. Oh.
Kansas City. They haven't really done anything.
They brought in Matt Ariza, dude. Yeah, they brought in Hollywood, Irv Smith, Chris Jones, Derek Nani was brought back, Drew Tranquil's brought back, Le'Jarius Sneed tagged.
Hollywood, I wanna go to Hollywood. Yeah, they pretty much just re-signed everybody.
But they lost Mike Edwards, Willie Gay, Donovan Smith, MVS, Nicole, Clyde, and McKinnon. Your running back depth, which they used a lot, is gone.
They resign. They
and then you just retain everybody and then add Hollywood Brown.
And Irv Smith.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess.
He's replacing whatever your backup tight end was before. Blake Bell. D?
Yeah. Travis Kelce, Noah Gray as well, tight ends. I think it's a D for them.
Oh, yeah, Allison, yes, is like your number. Yours is like your number two team, Allison. Yeah. D for the Kansas City.
I was born in Kansas City, guys. That's why it's my number two team.
All right, Chargers staying in the AFC West.
Chargers is an interesting one.
No, it's not. This Chargers is a pretty clear cut. Chargers, you add Gus Edwards, Will Disley.
The reason it's interesting is I don't know if you could put them in F tier, dude. Might have to get like a G tier or something.
I'm just gonna create a tier below this, and I'm just gonna call it the Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers free agency has been really tough.
Good job, Jim Harbaugh. You're able to keep the
defensive players back, but you lose Mike, you lose Eckler, you lose Keenan Allen, Gerald Everett's gone. You bring in Will Disley and Hayden Hurst, I guess, but like
yeah, they replace
Gus Edwards,
Gerald Everett, but are worse, and you lose every receiver that ever actually caught a pass for you last year because I'm not counting Quentin Johnston. Did you Kendrick's gone? Well, yeah, he did, but he dropped more than he caught. So Will Clapp.
Legend.
Can you please? Jeez. Yeah, but Eckler, Joshua Kelly, both gone. You get Gus Edwards, I guess. Easton Stick.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. You got the top five pick, so you probably go receiver, but obviously we can't consider that here. As of right now, they have gotten so much worse.
Yeah. So the Chargers are in the Chargers tier, which is below F for anybody on Spotify that can't see it. Get fucked. The LA Rams.
Oof.
The Los Angeles Rams. RIP Rams.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
Have they done good?
They've done pretty good from what I in my brain.
They've gotten two good guards. One of them is a re-sign, Kevin Dotson, and bringing in Jonah Jackson on a 3-year deal.
Yeah.
Darius Williams, 3 years. I believe he was a Ram before.
He was, and then he went to the Jags for 1 year and came
And
back.
then you bring in Cam Curl.
Yeah.
But, big old but, you lose the greatest defensive player of all time in Aaron Donald.
Defensive player or defensive tackle?
Defensive player. The greatest defensive player of all time.
Wow.
You lose Jordan Fuller, who is just, that's just, you're replacing Cam Curl with Jordan Fuller.
Yeah.
You lost Troy Reader, whatever. Akella Witherspoon is a starting corner. You're replacing Darius. And then, I'd say it's a C. You got better on offense. I guess you bring in Jimmy Garoppolo as a backup.
Jimmy G.
You're replacing Carson Wentz with Jimmy Garoppolo. They're like the same person, really. Except one's just a ginger. And then, yes, I'd say it's a C. I've given up on ranking the C's in order because they're all just mid. All right. The Raiders.
Raiders have not.
The last team in the West, I believe.
Talk about you got Christian Wilkins and Gardner Minshew. So that's really it. Re-signed Andre James. You lost quite a few weapons, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you bring in Minshew, who I guess is set to be the starter. That means to you, Christian Wilkins.
They lost multiple weapons.
Then you lose Bilal Nichols. You lose Jerry Tillery. Greg Van Rotten's starting guard. Illuminor's starting tackle. Renfro is cut. Josh Jacobs is gone. I guess you believe in what Zamir can do. But I think this team just as a whole got worse. But I think they're intentionally getting worse for now. Austin Hooper's gone. I think this is a team that's ready to rebuild.
D.
And this is a D team. If they didn't bring in Christian Wilkins, this would be an F team.
F for sure. Bro, poor Davante Adams, man.
That poor man is crying right now. Like 50% of the reason why he came to this team is just gone.
Probably like 75 at this rate.
Yeah. All right, the Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins.
Gotta say C, really. At surface level. Maybe even, like...
I'm just gonna say this real quick before you decide. They lost Deshaun Elliott, Xavier Howard, Jerome Baker, Christian Wilkins, Raekwon Davis, Andrew Van Ginkle, Emmanuel Ogba, Brandon Jones. I mean, that's... like 80% of their starting defense, and then they replace it with Les Shaq Barrett, Neville Gallimore,
Kendall Fuller,
Jordan Poyer, and Saran.
Your leftovers.
Yeah, I mean, you bring in Robert Jones.
Johnny Smith is a pretty cool weapon for them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what is he still? We don't even know what he is. He had a great year with the Titans like five, 6 seasons ago, and then it's just been a bum ever else he went.
He was really good on the Falcons, huh?
I think this team just got worse.
Yeah, it's probably a D.
I think they lost Isaiah Wynn and Robert Hunt, too. Off the line. And Kyler Williams, your offensive line is just objectively a lot worse. And then I think you just made semi-under-average replacements for some of the positions you lost, not doing a great job of getting back to where you were. I think you have to draft really, really well if you're the Miami Dolphins to be nearly as good as you were last year. But I guess you have Tyreek Hill, so anything's possible. But that defense is in shambles.
Yeah. Interesting.
The greatest team in the NFC North, the Minnesota Vikings, is up next.
Literally fourth in division, literally fourth in the division.
Maybe we'll see. No, I don't know. They got Sam Darnold now.
You pick up Aaron Jones. Sam Darnold's your QB1. Brandon Powell, Trent Sherfield, Quessenberry.
We talk about losses versus upgrades.
Ginkle,
you lose Anthony Barr and Jordan Hicks, and you bring in Van Ginkle and Blake Cashman. I mean, Van Ginkle, they've listed as an edge. I guess. Blake Cashman's, I guess, kind of on par with... Yeah, Davenport for Ginkle. Sam Darnold is a major, major downgrade, obviously, over Kirk Cousins. Aaron Johnson is probably the only upgrade that they made position-wise.
Yeah.
I think this is a D for the Vikings.
D for dogs.
The Patriots. Have the Patriots done anything?
They've done a little bit.
Oh, I didn't even realize. They did a lot of re-signing. Is what it looks like.
They got what's his name back?
The guard. Unwenu.
Yeah.
One's a tackle. But yeah, they lost their guard.
You got Taki Taki, which is cool.
Yeah, players they brought in Taki Taki, Watts,
Austin Hooper,
Okafor, Hooper, if whatever you back up tight end. And then Gibson. They brought in Gibson.
Antonio Gibson, yeah. Who did they lose though? What are the key losses for the Patriots?
Mike Gesicki, starting tight end, JC Jackson, Jalen Mills, Adrian Phillips, Lawrence Guy is a big one, Trent Brown. You replace Trent Brown with Okafor. You lose Gesicki and replace him with Hunter Henry. You replace Mac Jones with Brissett. Gibson is replacing there. Zeke.
Replace Gesicki with Hooper.
Yeah, so my bad. JC Jackson's not getting replaced at all. And neither is Adrian Phillips or Jalen Mills.
But you're not even high on JC Jackson anyway. So
I'm not, but the guy behind him can't be better.
Fair enough. Yeah. It's honestly high D, low C for me.
Marcus Jones isn't bad, actually, but I don't know. I don't know if I believe in Jonathan Jones.
Oh, the guy with, like, the nastiest pick six?
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit was so cold. That was so cold, dude.
Christian Barmore hasn't been what you drafted him to be. And a lot of people you brought in are just backups.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll leave it to you, bro.
I'll just toss them in C. I think they just are still just dog shit.
Yeah.
It's hard to get worse. They're just dog shit. They stayed dog shit, I guess. Sorry, pal.
I mean, you also lost Bill Belichick. Is that enough to throw him in D?
That might be enough. I didn't even think about coaches. Get fucked.
Yeah.
That counts. All right.
Let's go!
All right, the New Orleans Saints. This is just really quiet.
Yeah.
New Orleans Saints.
You got back. You got
DeMario back. And you got
Cedric Wilson and Will. You got Willie Gay, I guess.
Yeah, you lost Marcus May as a Yadam, Andreas Pete, and Michael Thomas.
You replaced Michael Thomas with Cedric Wilson.
Yeah, you don't replace your starting tackle, though, which I think they do in the draft, but...
Yeah, for now.
Lonnie Johnson, starting corner.
It's kind of just a D, really.
Got him. Marcus May. Yeah, they lost so much and just gained literally two players. They've gained two players.
Yeah, it's a D for me, bro.
I think it's a D. I think they're just so tight on money, they can't do anything they want to do.
Yeah.
I think they just have to just go draft. So for free agency, they're not going to do anything.
Right.
What is Willie Gay? For Zach Bond, I guess. And then Cedric Wilson's, I don't even know if he's an upgrade on Michael Thomas. I don't know. I might say they're an F, honestly. They brought back their
key old-ass
players. Yeah,
the Falcons are so good. It doesn't even matter, dude. I'm ranking that, bro. Your division has gotten better, and you have gotten worse.
Yeah, I think we're not at the Bucks yet, but I think the Bucks stayed relatively the same.
Yeah, and then the Panthers got better on at least offense, and have a chance to start turning around the defense because they got gutted, but. I think
the NFC East. We're heading to see the New York Giants.
The New York football Giants.
Yes.
Well, I kind of think they did all right.
They lost Isaiah Simmons, Darnell Holmes, Adoree Jackson, Xavier McKinney, A'Shaun, Saquon, Tyrod, Sterling Shepard. And they've gained Brian Burns, Sean Runyon, Illuminor, Jalen Mills, Singletary. As far as starters go. Singletary, that's downgrade. Slight upgrade for Illuminor, upgrade for Runyon and Burns, downgrade at Jalen Mills. And then you just don't replace Adoree, you don't replace McKinney, you don't replace Isaiah Simmons or A'Shaun.
Yeah, it's a D.
Yeah, I think it's just a D. I think you big bring in for Brian Burns. I think great value with what you gave up. And you put somebody in front of whatever quarterback you have, but bringing in Drew Lock was not it. And Devin Singletary is just major downgrade. I think that's a D. I think it puts you in a good position for the future, but for now, just not. You just got worse. Yeah. You just don't have a defense. You have a great front four and nobody to play behind them. The New York Football Jets are next.
Ooh.
This is...
They just got Tyron Smith.
I'm not sure what the deal looks like yet. It's not on here, but we can count it, obviously.
Yeah.
I want to see if they have any information on his contract.
I doubt it.
No, they don't. They still have him as a cowboy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know they've agreed to terms. He hasn't officially signed it yet. But yeah, you lose Corey Davis, you cut him. Mekhi Becton, you just let walk. Connor McGovern, you let walk. Bryce Huff is gone. Carl Lawson's gone. Solomon Thomas gone. Quentin Jefferson gone. Bryce Hall gone. Chuck Clark gone. Ashton Davis, Jordan Whitehead gone. You don't replace any of your defensive backs really that you lost, which is a starting corner and both your starting safeties. You didn't bring in a single edge rusher.
Not looking good for me, honestly.
You add a tackle, and that's really the only. You just replace McCutcheon. You bring him back. Morgan Moses, which isn't exactly even a tackle you need.
Yeah. Dude, I was convinced they were going to go Bach, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they add Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses. Everyone else is just a backup, and they didn't replace any of the starters they lost.
Yeah.
They have Tony Adams and Chuck Clark at safety, but this is they lost Chuck Clark. So this is an F. The Jets are trash.
They are F'd.
But they are right. The Philadelphia Eagles.
This is a good one. It's a very, very good one.
Dare I just
say I'm an S tier, dude?
I think you don't dare say that because that is abysmal.
Nah, bro. They're the Philadelphia Eagles, dude. Just throw them in the S tier. They got Saquon, bro. They won. No, they got Kenny Pickett, bro. They got baby hit.
And they lost DeAndre Swift. They lost Kelsey to retirement, Fletcher Cox to retirement. Shaquille Leonard's gone. Avante Maddox, Kevin Byard. They didn't get any safeties.
You know they didn't get any safeties.
They upgraded Avante Maddox, CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yep.
I think Devin White is better than Shaquille Leonard, obviously.
Got Quara.
Bryce Huff is good, and Landon Dickerson's back.
Yeah. You extend Albert O for whatever that's worth. Saquon in exchange for Swift. You got
I think you got now. Better, but I'm not sure this is an S.
It's an A.
I think I'd put them in A. They sound a safety. Maybe you'd be S.
I S is abysmal, but we're going A. As if they were, in reality, a C or some shit.
I was going to go B, but I was looking at it. I'm like, oh, they got better pretty much everywhere.
All right.
The big losing one. Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox sucks. And then they don't have the safeties.
Yeah.
The big
it's
one.
It's a retirement, though. I mean, it's not like, you know, like, I mean, you can't fucking.
Yeah, but you lost them, and then you didn't replace them.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's going to be hard to replace those guys immediately.
No, but you need somebody.
You can't really place Jason Kelce. That dude's one of a kind, man.
The Pittsburgh Steelers suck.
It's an interesting one.
So, Levi Wallace and Patrick Peterson gone, and you bring in Dante Jackson. Upgrade.
Yes. You have no weapons.
Deshaun Upgrade's an upgrade over Keanu Neal. It's good. Deshaun Elliott, Dante Jackson, and Joey Porter and Minkah are going to be a great, great defensive back room.
It's a very solid DB room, for sure.
And then you lose Kwan, you upgrade him with Patrick Queen. Patrick Queen and Alec Highsmith. And then with Cam Hayward and TJ in front, very good. Yeah, you upgrade a quarterback for sure. You lose Deontay.
Yeah.
And then you don't replace him. The only other players that they really lost that are worth anything that they didn't upgrade? Okafor? Mason Cole? Offensive lineman, I suppose? Deontay Johnson? I think... another C.
Yeah, it's a good C, though.
No, it's definitely a very good C. I think it depends on how Russell Wilson plays in this season.
He's playing for free, so.
Yeah. He's got nothing to lose, I guess.
Yeah.
Heading back to the NFC West, we're going to look at the Seattle Seahawks.
What are the Seahawks done?
A lot of re-signs. Couple under the radar guys. Obviously, they trade for Sam Howell. They're getting ready for a life after Geno Smith. They bring back Noah Fant. They bring back Leonard Williams. Huge.
Yeah.
They bring in George Fant, who is gonna play opposite of Charles Kloss, kind of an upgrade to Jason Peters, who they're losing. Who they started last year, and then you lose one of your better offensive linemen, Damian Lewis, guard. You don't do anything. And then you lose all your linebackers and you replace them with Terrell Dotson, who was graded highly, but I watched him play every week and I wouldn't grade him that highly. I think he's good. He's decent.
Yeah.
And then you lose Jamal and Quandre, however you want to grade that, and you bring in Rashawn Jenkins.
Artie Burns, yeah. Oh, he resigned.
Yeah.
Honestly, D.
I was going to stick this in a D.
Yeah. The Seattle Seahawks. Niners. Honestly, dude, I need to look at this, bro, because the Niners, they lost a lot. They also got a lot.
Did they?
I hate the Niners.
I think they brought in a few outside of Devondre Campbell, big name guy. I think they brought in a lot of Leonard Floyd. I think they brought in a lot of like under the radar sort of like guys that no one else was going after at the time. Though they lost Randy Gregory, lost Armstead, lost Young, Sebastian Joseph Day, Javon Kinlaw, Tashawn Gibson. I think the offense, I don't think their offense is going to get any worse. They didn't lose anybody that's worth jack on offense. But defense, losing half their defensive line. There's been a lot of talk
about Deebo and Ayuk getting shopped. One of them goes this offseason.
No, I don't. With them still in very clear win now mode, I don't think they bring in Devondre. So they bring out linebacker and Malik Collins and Unigross Matos are replacing Randy Gregory and probably like a Javon Kinlaw level guy. I think they need an Eric Armstead and Chase Young sort of replacement. Yeah, I'm saying that Malik Collins is sort of on the level of Javon Kinlaw and Sebastian Joseph Day. He's not quite Eric Armstead.
Yeah.
So they need somebody of these two level to kind of stay competitive. I mean, they bring in Leonard Floyd, who's he was as productive as Chase Young statistically, but like I said earlier, sacks are really overblown to me. I think in the first half of the season, Leonard Floyd was one of the greatest pass rushers, and then sort of tilted off and died. But I think Chase Young was like that all season. So I think playing across from Nick Bosa is definitely going to really help Leonard Floyd. And I think this is just another C. I think they just stayed competitive. This doesn't mean that they did bad. I think they just stayed where they already were, which was a Super Bowl contender.
That's fair. Three to go. Three to go. This actually took a lot longer than I was anticipating.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it did. This might just be its own episode.
Yeah, no. Definitely going to have to cut it up for the audience. Alrighty. Bucks. A lot of re-signings.
Yeah, they kind of just try to keep their squad around, it looks like.
You lost Devin White, though. You lost Carlton Davis.
You bring back Levante, though, and you bring in Bryce Hall. And you also bring in Jordan Whitehead to play safety over Ryan Neal. I mean, you trade Carlton Davis, so you can't really count that as a loss because they're getting assets back. And then we're not talking about draft picks, but they didn't lose Carlton Davis. It's not the same as letting him walk and not getting anything back,
I guess.
I feel like their only loss is Devin White.
Yeah.
And Shaq Barrett, I suppose. Though they didn't replace Shaq Barrett, but he was old and not doing anything anyways. Ryan Jensen did retire. I didn't know that. You're missing a big piece in the interior of your offensive line.
You got Ben Bredesen. That guy. I was actually talking to my buddy who's a Bucks fan about him.
I think they're just another C team. I think we're going to have a lot of C teams, but I think that's to be expected as it's in the middle. I think we have a pretty good sort of graph here where it goes up and down as all things should statistically.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Titans, I think this is another one adding towards the bottom of the graph, in my opinion, at least. We can go over it, but this is done. I mean, they upgrade at center,
downgrade at running
corner
back
and receiver, you downgrade at running back, you downgrade at linebacker.
You upgrade at corner? Would they lose a corner?
Murphy Bunting for Jidobe Awuzie. It's pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
You lose some safeties. You don't bring anybody in. You lose Chris Hubbard and Andre Dillard starting tackles. And you don't bring a single tackle in. You bring in Lloyd Cushionberry. You're building up the interior. But you just...
Yeah.
You lose a lot of interior defensive linemen.
Yeah.
And you bring in not a single guy to add to that defensive line. You don't add anything to your defense, really. I think you lose Azeez, and you lose Kristen Fulton, and you lose Murphy Bunting, and Terrell Edmonds. And obviously, we know Kevin Byard hasn't been there since halfway through last season, but I think they just got worse on defense.
Yeah. And
they added Tony Pollard and Calvin Ridley, which they got worse at running back. They had Lloyd Cushionberry and Calvin Ridley. Those are upgrades. They got worse pretty much everywhere else.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
I'm gonna have to go D for him.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go D. And then the final team, the Washington Commanders. I mean, it's...
Interesting.
I mean, they lose a lot of fluff, but you do lose some substantial players as well. And you got to think about, so you bring in Austin Eckler, that's a W.
Yes.
You lose on Sam Howell, but you get assets back.
You got Mariota.
You bring in Mariota, and you expect to go quarterback
at 100%.
I think whether it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May, I think that's an upgrade over Sam Howell anyways. I'm not going to really care too much about losing Sam Howell.
Offensive so line.
You so. Lose Charles Leno, which is a big loss. Yeah. I don't care about the other two guys that lost. But you bring in Biadasz, upgrade at center. So a loss for a game. You bring in Zach Ertz, and you lose Logan Thomas. Loss for a game.
Yeah.
You lose Casey Tuhill and James Smith Williams, and you bring in Dante Fowler, Obada, and Clelin Ferrell.
Dorit Armstrong, too.
Yeah, it's loss for a game. I mean, I might give you a gain there. You upgraded a defensive line.
Yeah.
From whatever horrible defensive line you had after the trade deadline last year. You upgrade David Mayo and Cody Barton to Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner.
That's huge.
And then you bring in Jeremy Chin to replace Cameron Curl.
Dude.
You lose Kendall Fuller. You don't get an upgrade there yet.
Yeah. They've done well.
But I think they've done really well, and I think this is a B free agency. This doesn't mean you're a good team yet, Washington. Listen here, pal. You guys still suck.
You still got to compete with the
Cowboys. But you have a really, really young defense. You have Emmanuel Forbes. You have, I like Derek Forrest at safety. And I think him and Jeremy Chin are really good. I think Jeremy Chin plays some linebacker for you, if I had to guess. But you have Jamin Davis, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu. And then obviously Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen are still holding it down for you on that defensive line. And then I think if you just get yourself some tackles, in a corner, and you guys don't win the NFC East. Obviously, you guys aren't anywhere near the Cowboys or the Eagles yet. But I think you guys are promising, as they've put themselves in a constraint cap-wise. They're paying quarterbacks, and you don't have to for the next five seasons. Right. So I'm going to give you guys a B as far as free agency goes, but I think you could have a very, very bright future.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a step in the right direction.
And I think that's the final tier list.
So you think the Bears won free agency?
I think the Bears have won free agency so far, yes.
Yeah, we've literally just wasted an hour doing this. It's not even accurate.
Agree to disagree. I think you can put them A. I think you could argue them S. I think you can argue them or the Falcons S or both. I think they're interchangeable. I think they've both done really well.
The Falcons have won.
It's hard to say that the Eagles and the Bills have done as well as the Bears and Falcons, because I don't think any single team has gotten better as much as the Bears and Falcons have.
I'm not gonna think the Falcons won free agency, dude.
You're not gonna think?
I said I think that the Falcons won free agency.
Yeah. No, I think getting the quarterback definitely helps. I think the Bears would have been
in the extra juice on offense.
I think the Bears got extra juice on offense. And they got extra juice on defense. I think the Bears got a lot of juice, and I think the Bears are juicing right now.
I think they're all right. I still think that we sweep them, so.
Well, yeah. Just saying they are S-tier in free agency doesn't mean that they're an S-tier team.
Oh, I know.
They're still the number three team in their division.
Yes.
But and they're lucky. They bring in Ryan Bates via trade. Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, Ryan Bates, Gerald Everett, Jalen Johnson was back, Jonathan Owens, and Kevin Byard. I think the Bears did really, really well. And the only players they lost really are Darnell Mooney and Cody Whitehair. I really disagree though. I think they can go A, I think they can go S. But that is gonna end it. I think we're gonna agree this is episode 5. So you guys will be seeing this on Wednesday. Perfect. Wednesday, March 20th. And then, as you guys see this, we'll be recording episode 6 to go up the 22nd with Germroll Mock Draft 2.0 confirmed for Friday, March 22nd. 2 weeks after our previous mock draft. And then I think in another 2 weeks, we will do one more. And then we'll do a final fourth one right before the draft at the end of April. I believe the draft is April 24th. So, yeah, right here, we'll do another mock draft right here. I'm looking at my calendar. You guys can't see it. But, yeah, we'll do another mock draft a week before.
We can see it, bro.
You can see it. They can't see it.
Oh.
But, yeah. There'll be three more mock drafts before.
Let's go. I'm so excited for the mock, dude.
Lots of changes. This will probably be the biggest change to mocks. Mock draft 2.0 before the draft. I feel like 3 and 4 won't be too different. This will be the biggest change, and then probably 4 would be the next biggest change when we get to see sort of who's interviewing what position, and we get kind of the breakdowns on that. But thank you for joining us today at the lunch table.
Oh, yeah.
We hope you guys learned something new, and we hope you guys enjoyed our insight and the banter. And you had a good time listening, and follow all our socials on TikTok and Instagram at Lunch Table Talks POD. You can listen here on Spotify or YouTube or Amazon Music, whatever you're on, at Lunch Table Talks. And until next time, any sign outs, AJ?
Leave a like, YouTube. Go ahead, leave us a comment how you think that we did on our episode, things that you think that we could tackle in future podcasts, like segments, anything like that. But no, I definitely think that this was a solid sesh. Glad I could finally be back in these podcasts. I had some internet trouble, so
that was rough.
Yeah, so I've had some internet trouble, so Francis has been riding solo episodes 2 and 3, but you guys got me back for 4 and 5. So super excited to be back. I've been itching to do this podcast. I'm loving it right now, being super deep into football during the off season. It feels like it's like I'm not even in the off season right now. I'm just like so into football. It feels like it's in season almost. So this has been great. But yeah, that's it for me. Until next time. See you guys episode 6.